In this issue of All Access Nerds, we talk about Rockin' Ragnarok, Nick's neat new comics, and bunches at BlizzCon. Welcome to another episode of All Access Nerds. I'm Ryan.
And I am Nick, and you are listening to another issue. Not episode.
Yeah,
issue.
I guess you
have issues.
Yeah, we got issues. We got issues. Don't have any episodes, but we got issues, I guess. But yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing outstanding, and yourself?
Doing good. Doing good. Much better than the storm that we're getting out there. Wow, if you're in Indiana or the surrounding area. Yeah, it's been a rough Sunday for you, and you're at least golfing. I'm sure you're not out there playing sports or nothing.
I'm a nerd, dude. I don't play sports.
Well, I'm talking about our listeners, you know.
Hopefully. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're indoors, safe, and dry.
Playing video games.
Yes, absolutely. But yes, so I'm doing good. Or reading comics. That's what they can also be doing.
Mm.
Speaking of comics, that was my own little setup for a segue.
Nice.
Done poorly. But if you want to start us off with some reviews of what you read recently, we can get right into it.
All right. I've got a couple weeks worth here. Let's go with Batman the Merciless. And this one, we still continue with the Metal series. And this one, he is the Wonder Woman. So,
okay.
In a nutshell, that's what it is. These books suck.
Yeah.
I like the one with the Green Lantern, but the rest of them I'm just not too thrilled with. We've got Batman the Destroyer. And this one, he takes on the Superman persona. But he, in his world, Bruce found that Kal-El was turning evil. Somebody had turned him against humanity. So he created and let loose a doomsday virus.
Ah, yes. I've seen a little bit of that little panel, a few panels of it. And I got excited when I first started seeing these panels. And I was like, oh, here we go. Batman and Superman fighting. And Superman's talking about like how he can beat him. That's the issue, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and he's talking about how he can beat him. And then all of a sudden, Batman like does something, or injects himself with something, it looks like.
Yep, he created a doomsday virus.
Yeah, and he turned himself into doomsday, it looks like. And I'm like, oh, well, that's just cheating. Like, come on. Yeah, I wasn't too happy to see that. I'm like, ugh, okay, another bat thing, okay.
Well, the problem is, it's not just Bruce Wayne that was turned into Batman. It's an airborne virus, which means everybody else in the area has also become contagious.
Oh.
And they are turning into doomsdays.
Oh, but Kal-El? Or is he...
Didn't see him yet, okay, but Lois Lane is turning into one.
Oh, that's rough. Yeah. You don't want that to happen.
So that'll make life difficult at home if she's a doomsday character.
Yeah.
In Daredevil issue number 28, we find the last panel that Kingpin is now the mayor of New York City.
Ah, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, that was being set up during the, what was the last big event they had? Civil War? No. What was the last one? Empire something?
Yeah, Secret Empire.
Oh, yeah. I already blocked it out.
It's so many. It's hard to keep track.
Thanos issue number 12, which I believe I'm pronouncing Thanos wrong. It's not Thanos. It's pronounced, how do you pronounce it?
What do you mean?
They don't pronounce it Thanos.
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's not Thanos. I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's
like Thanos has been pronounced that way.
No. If you watch a bunch of reviews on like YouTube, they don't pronounce it as Thanos. It's like I don't know. I can't think of what it is, but I'm
Thanos.
Maybe Thanos.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. I guess yeah,
Thanos.
It just depends on where you kind of emphasize it, but yeah. From at least, oh man, if I recall correctly, it was like an old time they're talking about him. I think Stan Lee may have mentioned it. So that's what we need to do. We need to look up to find how Stan Lee pronounces it. And that's the end all be all. Like, you can't go anywhere else. You see how he pronounces it and you're set. I could have swore it was Thanos, but yeah, it could be Thanos or.
Yeah, I think it is Thanos. It's not.
Okay.
The A is, is not, what do you call it? It's not a capital A.
No. Yeah, yeah, it's not accentuated. It's more just the nose is more accentuated than the thought is. I don't know.
Yeah. You're rambling now.
Yeah, yeah, I'm kind of rambling. But yeah, Stan Lee, we'll find out how he pronounces it.
Or the creator of Thanos. Thanos.
Is it not Stan Lee? Did he not make it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I doubt it.
Okay.
He's not the
creator. We are nerds, people. We are nerds here. Oh. I promise. We'll earn those cards.
Again.
Yes.
Anyway, Thanos issue number 12. He was fighting his son Thane, who had a phoenix entity.
So then is it Thon then? If it's them, I'm just kidding. We'll move on.
Well, they pronounce it Thane because it's T-H-A-N-E, so it's a long A.
Okay, okay. So the E changes. Okay.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
So, yeah, so Thanos is fighting his son Thane, and he's got this phoenix energy. Thanos has his, I'm going to still call him Thanos. He has his powers back because I told you he had seen these three, we'll call them witches, at the end of the universe. And it's where gods go to die. And he was put up for a challenge. He passed the challenge, got his powers back. And so his son just happened to be there. Imagine that. And so they're fighting. Well, the witches that are there, they tell the phoenix energy, you're not welcome here. You need to leave. And so they excise the phoenix energy.
Oh, okay. So like expel it.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
So then Thane has no powers. And of course, his dad beats the hell out of him and leaves him there to rot. Actually, he pushed him into the pit for the gods, and he was absorbed. So that's where he left. And then Thanos left his the people, his companions that helped get him there. He kicked him to the curb, and he went on to the universe by himself.
Okay. That's not surprising at all.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Thanos thing.
He's like, I don't need you people.
Yeah.
So next we have Amazing Spider-Man issue number 790. This continues the fall of Peter Parker. Peter Parker, as you may or may not know, if you're an avid fan of Spider-Man, you'll know this.
If you're under a rock.
Yeah. Or you just don't like Marvel.
Yeah.
But Parker was very rich. He had multiple buildings in multiple cities and multiple countries around the world. And thanks to Doc Ock, he lost everything. And people now hate Peter Parker because they had jobs, they had money tied up, and now it's all gone. So Parker is in disgrace. He is selling off all of his buildings, all of his companies, everything. And lastly, he has the Fantastic Four's Baxter Building.
Ah, yeah.
And he is getting ready to sell it. The Human Torch was highly pissed about this because Parker promised him that he would take care of the Freedom 4 Plaza or Baxter Building, whatever they call it these days. Yeah. He would take care of it until the Fantastic Four got back together. And now Parker's trying to sell it, and Johnny Storm was a little bit pissed, so there's a little battle going on between the two of them. And they wreck and do a lot of damage to the building. So.
Oh, they actually fight? Like,
oh, yeah. They get into a fight, and there's while they're fighting, there's a bad guy who breaks in and tries to steal some tech that actually belonged to him. He used to work for Parker. So the bad guy ends up getting away with a couple pieces of tech that belonged to him that he created. So I'm sure we'll see him pop up at another time.
Yeah.
Moving on, we have Superman, Imperious Lex. Continues that storyline I mentioned before. The chair throne of Apocalypse is empty. That world has gone in craziness, chaotic, and looking for a new leader. And it could be Lex Luthor, it could be Superman. The people of the planet or realm, whatever this Apocalypse place is, think that it's supposed to be Lex Luthor. He says, nope, it's not me. It is Superman.
Wow. Okay.
So he's actually turning it down. So it's possible that Lex Luthor has turned over a new leaf.
Wow.
Which I find hard to believe.
At least for now.
We have Old Man Logan, issue number 30. Logan was fighting Maestro, who is the Incredible Hulk from the future. And Hulk and or Maestro and his minions, if you will, were going to let loose nuclear bombs throughout the world. And, of course, Logan was able to stop them with the help of Puck, P-U-C-K, Puck.
Okay.
From the Alpha Flight.
Oh, wow. They're digging in deep.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Puck was able to lock into the computer codes and stop the bombs from going off.
Okay.
So that was kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
Maestro and Logan went at it. Battle, hack and slash, pounding, stomping, cutting. And that went on for quite a while. And they both walk away from it. Like, oh, we're done. And then the funny thing is they both go to off basically to lick their wounds, if you will. Maestro was beat up pretty bad, and he admits it. And Logan, he's like, I think he broke every bone in my body.
Oh, wow.
So it was a good battle. Unfortunately, nobody really won. And things kind of went back to normal. We have Captain America issue number 695, which starts off the legacy of Captain America story books again. Start to say storyline, but the ongoing title of Captain America.
Yeah.
This one, I think this is more of a jumping on point for readers who are not a normal Captain America fan. The book kind of dove into Cap's history and what happened during the Hail Hydra and Hydra Cap, that it's believed that it was a Captain America impersonator, and that Steve Rogers, Captain America, was able to kick his butt and wipe Hydra off the map.
Okay.
So this is kind of a Steve Rogers is looking for where his place is in the world now that he's back.
Okay.
He feels extremely guilty for his doppelganger, what he did. But, you know, it's not Steve's fault.
Yeah.
So he's trying to find his place. It was a good story. I'm not going to buy any more Captain America books, but it was a good story.
Okay.
We have Spider-Man issue number 234, and this was a Miles Morales book.
Ah, very cool.
Yeah, he's, I guess they picked up the regular Spider-Man title and dropped this fake Spider-Man into it, Miles Morales.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him fake. You know, he's still bitten by a spider and has a costume and webbing and stuff.
He's not the original Spider-Man.
No, he's not original. But well, Peter Parker is, but there was another Spider-Man, Ben O'Reilly, who's a clone.
Yeah, he's a clone. Yeah. Doc Ock is a clone of Parker.
Really?
Yeah, the new Doc Ock is actually Parker's clone body.
Ah, wow.
With Doc Ock's mind put back into it.
Oh, wow.
His essence.
All kinds of clones and mind swapping.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Spider-Man issue number, 234, Miles Morales. Kind of gives a little history of Miles Morales, the legacy book itself. Kind of a good jumping on point for those Miles Morales fans or who want to be Miles Morales Spider-Man fans.
Awesome. That's good to hear.
It was good. I bought it. Only one I'll buy, but it was good. We have Batman White Knight issue number 2, which continues the storyline of the Joker taking over. He's actually turning over a new leaf.
Yeah.
So he's trying to do good things. And right now at the end of this issue, he's gathered most of Gotham's villains together. And he's going to take them over by mind control.
Oh, okay.
So that they will go out and do good things.
Is that a good leaf? Turn over a new leaf if he's using mind control?
Yeah, it's for the better.
Or it's the villains.
The villains.
To do good.
Right.
Okay.
It seems like they're persuading them.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, because, yeah, I would say, yeah. Yeah, because Batman wouldn't do that. Batman wouldn't, you know, bend the will of his enemies to do whatever. That's not really his thing. He'll beat him in submission until they do, but not really mind control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all right. Couple more here real quick. I picked up the Jetsons issue number 1, produced by, it's a DC Comics.
Yeah.
But it's Hanna-Barbera.
Yes.
And yeah. They suck.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
This book. The book, I wrote down Jetsons is a bleep book. Starts with an S. Okay. Four-letter word. I'll leave it alone.
Okay. Yeah, there's that for you.
Yeah, I wanted to throw it away. It was just a waste of time. Waste of money.
That's a bummer.
Also, I picked up number 1 with a bullet, issue number 1.
Yeah, it was like an indie book, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Image.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Sucked.
Really?
Yeah, I hated it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
What's it about? Like,
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, I read it and didn't understand it, and it was stupid.
Ah, well, there you go. There's that. Sorry if you're listening to this. Your book is not understandable.
To Nick, anyway.
Yeah.
At least by me.
Iron out the yeah. Work on that.
I didn't like it.
Maybe number 2 will be better.
I will not know. I will never know.
Well, because the title is
number one with a bullet, issue number one.
Okay, so maybe number two with a bullet, issue one will be...
No, I think it'll still be number one with a bullet, issue number two.
No, but I'm saying if they rework it, if they're like, okay...
Another series?
Yeah. So instead of number one, you know, with the bullet, number two with a bullet, we're going to make it better. Here we go. Relaunch. There you go. It's the sequel book.
Yeah, it was
the
dumb.
Ultimate Spider-Man. It's Miles Morales.
I would read 100 Miles Morales books and disown Peter Parker before I read another issue of number one with a bullet.
Wow. Okay. Well, now I kind of want to get this book and get you all excited about it.
That'll never happen, brother.
When the trade comes out, maybe. Who knows?
That'll never happen. And I have picked up Black Lightning, issue number one of six.
Yes.
That is a DC book, and I think they're just bringing that character back and kind of putting him back in the spotlight because he's going to be part of the CW universe.
Yeah, loosely, yeah. He'll be on the CW channel with a new show of his own, but he's not going to be thrown in like all the others are.
Do you think they'll cross him over?
From what I've heard, at least the last of their plans, because I was looking into this, they're saying not really. They're wanting to keep this kind of more down to earth, you know, not even to the grand scheme of Arrow. Like, Arrow is kind of sort of down to earth, but there's still a lot of metahumans, there's magic, there's all kinds of crazy stuff thrown in now. With Black Lightning, they're wanting to do very, like, you know, low-key kind of TV show. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to have a grand scheme of things, huge crossover, at least not in this first season, probably.
Okay. And two last books are back issues that I picked up. I picked up Super Dinosaur, issue number one, which is Robert Kirkman's first book.
First ever comic book. Wow.
I picked it up.
Was it a pretty penny? Or was it...
No, I was surprised it was as cheap as it was.
Wow, okay.
We're talking less than $10.
What? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last thing I got was a CGC 9.8 of Legends, issue number 3, where it's the first appearance of the new Suicide Squad.
Ah, okay. I was wondering, I saw this book you had set up kind of propped up. And I was like, why does he have that? It's so random. Okay, yeah, this new Suicide Squad with the, you know, they got a new team kind of thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is my favorite artist, with John Byrne.
Yes.
He was my favorite one.
He's solid. He's real good.
I liked him. All right, well, that is all that I have for comic books.
Okay, jumping into comic news. I looked up a few things that are coming out, at least here soon. The big things would be... Dark Knight's Metal, issue 4, is going to be out in December, December 20th. This one's kind of making some big news right now because I want to say it was Geoff Johns, maybe it was Jim Lee, one of the head executives over at DC Comics. They went ahead and posted one of the early, just post-inked. So it hasn't been colored yet, no color into it, but it's been inked by the artist of a splash page. And it shows Wonder Woman teaming up. Well, it's kind of sort of a spoiler, but either way, it's Wonder Woman teaming up with Deathstroke, and they're making their way to Atlantis. They're visiting Atlantis. So in issue 4, for some reason, don't know why, they go to Atlantis.
She was in a swimsuit, wasn't she?
It wasn't colored, so I couldn't tell for sure.
She was naked?
No, it looked like she had an outfit on,
okay.
But it didn't necessarily look like a swimsuit. It looked like her kind of full body armor kind of stuff.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. But the big thing is Wonder Woman, Deathstroke teaming up. But the strange thing, they were riding seahorses.
That's odd.
Going to Atlantis. Yeah. Like I don't know why. I think they just kind of wanted to throw that out there just for the heck of it. I just it's very odd. It's intriguing because it's very contrast to the kind of tone that Dark Knight is setting so far. It's very dark, grim, you know, rough around the edges, a lot of violence and blood everywhere, you know, rigid armor, not very, you know, lean cut, smooth edges. Like, they're all very sharp, very jagged kind of artwork so far, and then you throw in Deathstroke and one of them riding on seahorses. I don't know why, but they're going to Atlantis. We'll find out here December 20th.
That's like something you would see in the 70s cartoon.
Yeah, that's what Aquaman did. He rode on a seahorse. And that was like comedic relief. So, yeah, I'm glad they went away from that. But we'll find out why they're going back to it here in December. Secondly, the other thing that was kind of big, kind of not really. But speaking of December, you can get ready for the DC Universe Holiday Special coming out December 6th. It's going to be a $10 book, 60-something pages, give or take, 80 pages or whatever. All the big names that are in that write for DC Comics right now. So it's going to be a collection kind of thing, you know, short stories, one shot, but a bunch of different little stories. I think Sergeant Rock is fighting some Nazis on Hanukkah, and there's all kinds of different stuff, little storylines getting thrown in there. But oddly enough, the one that I saw as strange is Jeff Lemire. He's writing it, one of the stories, and so is Max Landis. Both two writers that are, like, really good writers, but you wouldn't expect them to kind of write a holiday special book for DC Comics. So I'm intrigued to see what they'll be writing and why DC chose them, because usually their tone is a lot more serious, a lot more gritty kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, like, for instance, Jeff Lemire, he wrote Swamp Thing for a long time. He wrote Animal Man when he kind of brought him back and gave him that kind of dark, gritty look to him right at the beginning of New 52. So it should be interesting to see why he's writing a holiday special book. I don't know. Max Landis, he's done a bunch of stuff. He's a big writer. His dad, I forget who his dad is. His dad is a big Hollywood writer. Landis. Is it Jaws? I think it's Jaws. Yeah, yeah. His dad wrote Jaws, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. He, and that's his son. He's done a bunch of comic books. He's done American Ultra with Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart. And he's done a few other movies and stuff like that. But he did American Alien, I think that's what it's called. And it was the Superman book miniseries back in 2015, I think it was. Super good. It was one of the top ones that have been out there of Superman stories for a long time. A lot of people loved it because it was, you know, a lot of these questions that we asked and he answered them because it wasn't kind of hindered by the DC continuity. They're like, hey, just write these stories however you want. We're going to give you full reign. And he did, and people loved it. So yeah. So now they're writing a DC holiday special. I'll find out on the 6th how good it is. Usually those things are kind of cheesy. I'll say it. I have no problem. Usually they're cheesy.
Kind of one-shots.
Yeah, one-shots, you know, little short stories like we talked about. But, yeah, I'll find out if it's good. Hopefully it is, because with those writers and many, many more, there's a lot more artists and writers are part of it. But those two kind of jumped out at me and got me intrigued. But that's all I got for comic book stuff.
I have nothing else for comics.
Okay. Moving into TV shows and movies?
Yep, go right ahead.
Alrighty. So, start off with TV show stuff. Stranger Things.
Yay!
My goodness.
I was able to get my wife involved with the show. Yeah, she loves it. Yeah. Surprised me.
Telling me about that. I was like, oh, wow, yeah. Very surprised. It's cool, though. It's awesome that it can grasp such a wide audience because, you know, I have friends that are wide spectrum that aren't really nerdy at all into science fiction stuff, into horror kind of stuff at all. And they're like, oh, this is so good just because the writing and the acting is so phenomenal. The theme is awesome of, you know, being set in the 80s, the setting. And the second season was phenomenal. I finished it 2 days after it aired. Yeah, I finished it Sunday. And I knew a friend that finished it Friday. And I'm like, wow, that's intense. They were off that day. And they just knocked it out. I was like, "Woo, yeah, that's awesome." But I kept seeing, you know, updates that they're throwing out of like, "Oh my goodness!" and "Holy crap!" and "I can't believe this is so intense." Like, so they're excited about it, which was cool. And any critics out there that say it's not as good as the first one, you guys have no taste. This one is phenomenal. Like, there are people that I know, not just critics, that keep dogging on it, but it's phenomenal. It really is. It was a lot of fun. All my close friends, they've loved it, and we talk about it. I'm not going to go too much into it, just because I know you haven't finished it yet.
Yeah, I'm only on the second. I'll be starting the third episode probably tonight.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, it's a good one. I mean, they're all good. But yeah, there was a particular episode later on in that season that locked it in for me. That second season is better than the first.
What? No way.
Yeah. There was one episode. Okay. It's kind of like a one-shot episode. And a lot of people are like, why is it in there? It doesn't make sense. And blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's okay for it to be a one shot. It still adds backstory. It still keeps the theme, the setting, and it kind of changes up the pacing a little bit, which I loved. It was phenomenal. So yeah, when you get to it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But, yeah, TV shows. What else you got for TV shows?
TV shows upcoming. Are we doing upcoming or current?
Either one. Yeah. We'll cover TV shows and we'll go into movies. So,
okay.
Yeah, current or upcoming.
Do you have upcoming TV shows to talk about?
No, I just got movie stuff.
Okay. So, upcoming TV shows, Legends of Tomorrow will have John Constantine in it pretty soon.
Yes.
He's making an appearance. We have the Krypton TV show coming out in 2018.
Yep. I'm excited for that. And actually, did you hear about casting?
A little bit, but okay. I didn't really care enough who they are.
Yeah, I forgot to look up who exactly they were, but they've actually cast Brainiac for Krypton, so that's kind of cool. They're going with the storyline that he's a physical being, whether he's an android or a human or whatever. It's hard to say what they're going to do, but in the comic books for a long time, he was just an AI system
created by Jor-El, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And so, yeah, I mean, granted, in this new show, it's hard to say what they're going to do. They can change things up a lot. So
yeah, because this show circles around Jor-El and Jor-El's father, correct?
Yeah, I think mainly his father. Yeah. I think I could see maybe in some later seasons they'll bring in Jor-El. But from what I've heard, at least at the beginning, it's mainly going to be Jor-El's father.
Which is pretty clever, because if the show is a hit and it goes on for several years, you kind of know how it's going to end.
Yes.
So you have to reset it, go back in the past, just enough.
Yeah.
So you can move forward.
Yeah. But I'm super excited for this, just because the Krypton and Superman nerd that I am, we're going to see some more Kryptonian writing. I mean, granted, dialect probably won't make a difference, but we'll see some writing and stuff like that. So that's exciting. I love the symbols and the writing they do for a Kryptonian language, and I'm excited to see more of it. So, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Lastly, I have Crisis on Earth X, which will be a CW crossover for the Barry Allen and Iris wedding.
Yes. Yeah. I've read a little bit about this. It's just to be like, essentially, like, they're doppelgangers, right? And villains and stuff, and heroes all mismatched kind of thing.
Of a Nazi theme again.
Yes, yeah. I think it's like World X or Planet X, whichever it is, this universe is set in that kind of past tense so far. And, yeah, a lot of heroes in that world are villains and vice versa. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what they do with it. It looks, from the few images that I've seen, looks really awesome.
Well, look for that to come out on November 27th and 28th.
Ooh, nice.
And that is all that I have for televisions.
Awesome. So, jumping into movies.
Mm.
The big one that I have, since it is November 5th.
And it's the only one for me.
Yeah. Is, of course, Thor Ragnarok. I looked it up real quick, and it is the fourth biggest grossing film this year, with so far opening of $121 million. And because of that, it actually beat Spider-Man, which is surprising. Like I figured Spider-Man, a brand new thing, will have more. But nope, it beat Spider-Man, because I think Spider-Man had an opening of 118, 117 or something like that, and this one raked in 121.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
And I agree with most people. It's good. It's a good movie. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I loved it.
Awesome. Forgot to ask you about that. Like, what your kind of thoughts were on stuff. From my opinion, it's the best Thor movie. It's hard to say where I'd rank it with all the other Marvel movies. There's so many. It's hard to rank them. But yeah, I would say I did like this one more than the other Thor movies. Definitely more than the second one, The Dark World, just because, meh. wasn't really my thing. But this one was a lot good, a lot better. And I was surprised, though, because we have this movie and we have Black Panther here in February coming up. And that's it until Infinity War. Like, we literally have two movies now one. We have one movie between us and Infinity War coming out next June or July. And that's the big thing. There's Thanos, you know, Thanos, whatever, is upon us. And Thanos is upon us. There we go. And, yeah, but this one didn't really... Spoiler alerts are plenty. Spoiler alerts. This one didn't really progress, in my opinion, that whole storyline, the overarching... You know, Thanos, Infinity War, you know, the gems, collecting all that stuff. It kind of sort of did, just in the same way that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 did, with the post-credits scene kind of thrown in. You see a giant ship, it shows up, and that's it, and everyone's suspecting it's Thanos's. And I guess somewhere in the comics they've shown it, and it looks very reminiscent of... that one that we see in that credit scene. But I was kind of surprised, though, because Thor, within, you see in the trailer, which is kind of, I don't know, trailers, we were talking about this earlier, they're
deception,
they're whack, like, they're just they either show way too much, and there's a lot of deception and misdirection. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned this with the Star Wars trailer that's coming up, or the Star Wars movie that's coming up with the trailer that came out, a lot of misdirection. And a lot of people are talking about it just with some of the scenes they were showing. Even with this, we've seen it. We see it all the time. But the big thing, and they show too much, in my opinion. They spoil a lot of stuff. That's why I'm staying away from any Star Wars trailers now. Justice League stuff, because that's coming out in like 8 days, which is amazing. But I gotta get back on this tangent, because Justice League, yep. Yeah, you see Thor's hammer, Mjolnir, get destroyed. Like, it's, boom, dead. Vamanos, by Hela. And he doesn't get a new one by the end of the movie. I was highly surprised.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was like, there was a scene where they're on the bridge, and one guy has an axe that Hela created, and she gives it to him. And I figured that at some point, Thor was going to pick it up, do some lightning stuff, and it was going to become his. But there's probably more to it than just that. Like, Odin has to do something with it. But since Odin's not alive anymore, kind of, sort of, I think he's still alive. It's Odin's sleep, but I guess he can't really die. He just sleeps for a while and regenerates or something. I don't know.
No, he became one with the realm. He disintegrated, if you will, became one with the realm.
Okay.
Kind of like Obi-Wan or Anakin Skywalker becoming one with the Force.
Okay. So he is still alive. Hence that essence. Little dream sequence, yeah, where he kind of, you know, tells Thor what to do and kind of helps him out with, some advice there. But he doesn't have a new hammer by then. And I was hoping he was going to pick up the axe and it was going to be his new thing. It was going to be awesome. But yeah, it's intriguing that they didn't do that. I wonder if by Infinity War, or in Infinity War, that might happen. Because there is some rumors and speculation, which it's just that. It's just rumors and speculation that Chris Hemsworth, the Thor, is actually going to get killed off and will get replaced with somebody else. But, again, just speculation at this point. It's hard to say what's going to happen. But, I mean, we've heard reference to Donald Blake. We know that there is a Jane Foster in this world. There's so many Thors that have been, you know, within the Marvel comics and stuff like that, so they can certainly bring up a new Thor. But
well, which brings me real quick to interrupt you.
Yeah,
when they are showing the Grandmaster, is it Grandmaster or Game Master?
Grand, I think.
Grandmaster's building.
Yes. Yeah.
On the outside of it are heads and faces, and they're building one of the Hulk. His face, yes, is being added to.
Yeah, yeah.
There's champions of the universe. You know, contest champions.
Yeah.
One of those is Beta Ray Bill.
Really?
Yes.
The dude with the weird face and the...
Yeah, it's kind of has a horse face.
Yeah.
He was given an enchanted hammer by Odin when Thor was unworthy, unable to fight with a hammer before. And he was actually able to pick up Mjolnir at one point and use it. So Odin gave him his own hammer. So he, if there is a replacement, they've kind of introduced Beta Ray Bill to the MCU.
Okay. So they do have some options. Or maybe they'll just go with Frog Thor. You know, they're throwing that in there.
It's Throg.
Yeah, they threw that in there as well because they made reference to it. Because Loki at one point, they were like reminiscing of past, you know, mischievous things. And Loki makes the remark of, oh, remember that time I turned you into a frog? And yeah, I forgot Thor's response. But yeah, they have little tidbits here and there, little Easter eggs and stuff. And yeah, the Beta Ray Bill thing was one of them from what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a possibility. I mean, we got Donald Blake somewhere, old Donald Blake, I guess. I think she made reference to the fact that he was older because Natalie Portman, Jane Foster, was dating him in the first movie or some, had dated him or something. I don't know. Hard to keep track. But either way, we'll see what happens in Infinity War if he gets a new hammer or a battle axe or his buddy, who I think is dead now because, yeah, whenever I recall... well, I don't know. They probably can't die, the Asgardians. But there's a battle scene, and Hela first gets into Asgard, and she just wipes the floor with everyone and destroys a bunch of people. And I think the guy who is currently the War Thor,
mm-hmm.
the Thor Almighty, or Ultimate Thor, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
He gets killed off right then and there. But, yeah, and Zachary Levi, he's in the movie, but it's very short, very, very short scene. Cause he's one of he's there in that that chamber with Hela, where we see you know the lightning the Rainbow Bridge and the portals and everything like that. He's there in the background.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Cause he was in the second one. He was in the second Thor movie, and he played the same role in this one. I don't even think he had a line.
Hmm.
And it's kind of hard to see him because his hair is different and he's got a goatee or something, some kind of facial hair. But, yeah, so I'm like, ah, there he is. Yep, sure enough. And I don't think he said anything. They killed him off. I'm like, okay, well, now he has to go to Shazam. So, which I think we talked about. Shazam, he's now cast for Shazam, if we ever talked about
it. You mentioned it to me. I don't think we talked about it on the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Casting news. Shazam has been cast. Zachary Levi is going to be Shazam. The mighty mortal, the first, whatever his little... slogan is, I forgot, but...
And tell us, for those that are not familiar with Zachary, what show did he play on?
He was the main guy on Chuck. He played Chuck.
It was back in, what, 90s?
No, it wasn't the 90s. It was like 2007, 2008, probably. But yeah, he's just kind of this scrawny little nerdy guy. Zachary Levi, he's definitely nerdy. He has, I believe he has his own podcast. He goes to comic conventions all the time, and he holds panels and stuff like that. So it's really cool that a nerd is going to be Shazam, you know, and he's going to stand up there next to The Rock and, you know, right alongside Henry Cavill. Because at some point, it is the shared DC universe, so he will be crossing over at some point.
Wow, you're good. 2007 to 2012.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I know that stuff. Sometimes. But yeah, so he's cast, and the following day after he got cast, he posted an image that some fan art of him as Shazam, and he was just like, thank you for the honor, it's gonna be great, I'll try not to fail it for you guys, you know, I'm gonna do my best, and I hold high respect and high honor to get this casting. Well, I'll talk to you guys later. Off to the gym for a while. So that's what a lot of people talked about. It was one of the first castings for me that I didn't like Heath Ledger being the Joker, Christian Bale being Batman, Henry Cavill being Superman, Ben Affleck being Batman. I don't really care. I'm like, okay, that's fine. They'll DC knows what they're doing. They're gonna be okay. This will be fine. I'll be okay. It's gonna be good. And sure enough, a lot of people love them as those characters. But this one, I'm like, No. What are you doing? DC, stop.
They will CG a lot, I'm sure.
I don't know. Maybe a little bit. I would say a lot. He's going to work out. He's going to the gym. He's getting a personal trainer. They do that a lot. And I think probably what's her name? Gal Gadot. She's one of them. She's one of them where it's like, you know, a lot of people didn't like that she was being cast because of her size. She's very small,
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know, physique, and she's bulked up. Same with Ben Affleck. He was flabby and kind of, you know, heavy
out of
set.
Out of shape, yeah.
Yeah, out of shape. And he's now, like, insane, like, ripped and stuff. So
Henry Cavill was the same way. He spent a lot of time at the gym and diets and trainers and busting his butt.
Yeah. So it's, I just gotta have faith in him. And I've turned around since. I'm like, okay, we'll be fine. He's got this. They're gonna take care of it. Because acting wise, he's got it. He can play a kid. That's perfectly fine. Like he's gonna do well at it. So Zachary Levi, I'm now on board with you being cast. But movie stuff, that's all I got now. The other thing I had written down is Justice League, just because I'm freaking stoked. It is now 8 days away from us, and by the time we get this up, it'll be even less than that, which is insane. And I'm stoked, because I'll be seeing it in Orlando, so I'll probably watch it in IMAX, because I'm going on vacation here soon. I'm going to Florida for a while. I'm going to Orlando, Harry Potter World. All that good stuff. Universal Studios. I'm thrilled. And yeah, we're going to be in Orlando around that time. So hopefully some giant IMAX. I wanted to see it in Ohio. There's actually a place. A friend of mine was telling me about. There's a place in, I want to say it was Minnesota. It's called Omniplex. And it's like essentially you're laying down. Like you're almost fully laid back.
Really?
Yeah. And because the screen comes all the way over you, essentially. Like, it's, you're fully, like, you don't turn your head, you just lay down, and the screen is all around you.
It's immersing you into the scenery. Wow. Yeah,
it's full immersion. So I don't know if, I would assume there's some place in Orlando that has that. Like, Minnesota and Ohio has it. I think that Orlando should. So I just gotta track one of those down, because, yeah, I can't even describe the excitement level I have with Justice League. Because as you know, I'm a huge fan of it, and all the casting, all the actors I loved, and the storyline, the everything, love it all. So I'm thrilled, and I cannot wait to come back with my review. That's all I have for movie stuff and TV shows.
Let us proceed, then. You have what, games?
Yeah, I got some gaming stuff.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Do you have any sci-fi stuff?
No, not this time around.
Okay, so knock off some gaming.
Real quick, though, the Thor movie, I did enjoy it. Thought it was totally awesome. It was funny as heck. And the only thing I didn't like is some of the previews that we saw were not in the movie.
For instance,
I know we talked about Thor's hammer getting destroyed. When you saw that happen in the preview, it looked like it was in an alley someplace in a big city. That's not where it took place at. So there are some things that are just kind of wrong.
Yes.
Little misdirection, which they need to not do that.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's all I have. Let's move on to games.
Alrighty. Gaming stuff. So, starting off, Call of Duty World War II has come out. So it came out last week, I believe. And people are liking it. So it's you know, getting some good reviews and stuff like that. It's that typical Call of Duty game. I haven't played it yet, but I've heard good stuff and people like it. As long as you like Call of Duty, I'm sure you'll like it. Not something I'm really excited about, but I remember hearing some people were kind of complaining, talking about the loot box system and how it's kind of a play to win, a pay to win kind of thing. So hopefully they can kind of modify that so that it doesn't go that way, because so many gamings now, like I mentioned last issue, Battlefront 2 has that problem right now with the beta testing. The loot boxes and stuff were, yeah, you can pay to get 20-something loot boxes, and inside there are stuff that will advance your character within the gameplay, and not just cosmetic stuff, like, you know, new weapons that are upgrades and stuff like that. So hopefully they're going to iron that stuff out before launch, because so many people do not like that. There's a handful of people that do, because that way they can just, you know, pay, and they can just win automatically. But, you know, for people that just want to actually, you know, play the game and not have to pay, you know, outrageous cost for it, they can have fun with it that way. So we'll see, because I think from what I've heard, like, Overwatch is one of the rare few that can actually pull that off, because they just do skins and cosmetic stuff, but people still love it, you know, the way they do it. And speaking of Overwatch, Overwatch, my goodness, this weekend is actually BlizzCon. There's a World Cup series, and there's all kinds of stuff going on with different games of run by Blizzard. But the big thing is there's going to be World of Warcraft, new servers, classic servers. So it's going to be back to that vanilla launch kind of style, those modes. So they're kind of wiping clean Burning Crusade, Wrath of Lich King, all those, and going back to the classic, the original World of Warcraft. So if you wanted to just play that, you're going to have servers, so you could just play that if you wanted. But to my understanding, if you want to play the full expansions, you paid all that money, you can, of course, still play it. So yeah, a lot of people excited about that because a lot of people were setting up their own private servers so that they didn't have to, pay all that money for the more and more expansions, which they didn't even like. So yeah, classic stuff is coming soon. And the other big thing I mentioned, Overwatch, they have a new character out here soon, probably within a month, give or take. And they, maybe even a week, because usually they do it on the second week of the month. So maybe it might be next week. But we'll find out. Her name is Moira, I believe. M-O-I-R-A. I believe that's Moira. And she's a support character. It looks really cool. Check it out. They have a video up of gameplay stuff, and you can kind of see how she is how she's played. And it looks awesome. Really exciting stuff. And as well as a new map. And this map is new skins, of course, too. But the map specifically, it just looks insane because it's very, like, very meta from what we can see. So the trailer itself, it shows a bunch of different places within this map, and the map seems to be really huge, but the map itself is broken into sectors, it looks like, and each of those sectors are actually different games that Blizzard owns. So there's a, Warcraft area, there's a Starcraft area, there's a Diablo area, Hearthstone area, too, it looks like. It's just a bunch of different areas that are a part of this one map in Overwatch. So a lot of people excited for it. See how it goes. I think it might be like a payload map because of the fact of, like, we have to go through all these areas, and that way you can see it all versus, like, deathmatch or something. But yeah, no news on when that's coming, but it's probably gonna be soon. And they're killing it. Overwatch is insane. I've talked about it plenty of times. It's the best, $60 game out there from what I've seen, money's worth, because there's so much time you can put into it, so much fun you can get out of it. I highly, highly suggest it, especially via PS4. But yeah, that's all I got for gaming.
Speaking of PS4, now that I have my new television set.
Yes, we talked about it last time, and you finally got an upgrade.
Yeah, I went from my 47-inch that went up into smoke to my 55-inch. Sam's Club on the 11th is having a pre-Black Friday sale. And they're going to have the PlayStation 4 500GB with the Uncharted 4 or Call of Duty Infinity Warfare bundles for $229.
Wow.
I am so tempted.
Yes, yeah. That's a really good deal.
Yeah, especially now that Star Wars Battlefront 2 comes out, tomorrow?
No. It is November. Wow, it's insane. It's November.
Yeah.
It might be this week or next week. I think it's next week, but...
coming out real soon.
Yes. Holy crap. Yeah, I didn't realize it was that soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still get it. It's so much fun. The PS4 is just a great, great console itself. Not to go into debates over Xbox One versus PS4, but... PS4 is better. There's that. And, you should totally get it.
I have so much stuff that I need to do that I put off as it is. That's just going to make it worse.
Not necessarily. You can use that as rewards. I've done that. Is set little rewards for myself. Like, okay, I'm going to, knock out this X, Y, and Z, and then I'll play, some games for the night, play a couple hours or whatever. Or vice versa. But most of the time, that's the best way versus, I'm going to game for 2 hours and that's it. Because that turns into 3 hours and then 4 hours. And then I'm tired and need to wake up the next morning. So, best to do it the other way. But, yeah, it can be, a little reward for yourself and more productive after that, potentially, maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I will keep you posted.
Yeah, but that's a heck of a deal. That's super solid.
Anyway, that's all I have for games.
Okay. Well, as always, check us out on iTunes, Podomatic, we're Blueberry, Raspberry, Blackberry, Strawberry, wherever you are that you get your podcasts, we are there, and you can check us out anywhere and everywhere. But if you want to.
And if you find that you can't find us and you are subscribed to a particular podcast provider and we're not there, let us know so we can get involved. We can get into it.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't found a place like that yet, but it is possible. I think Spotify, actually. Spotify is one of them. So if you're Spotify, sorry about you. We're not there yet. But it's a complicated thing. We'll get there eventually, guys, okay? We'll get there eventually. But yeah, we're on iTunes, all the good stuff. And of course, we have our very own website, allaccessnerds.com, in which if you go to allaccessnerds.com/subscribe, you'll see all the buttons there. That way you can go ahead and click and clack and, you know, just click them all. Open up 15 tabs and just subscribe to us in 15 different places. You know, hey, we won't be mad. But yes, as always, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Nick. Signing off for Ryan. Have a great holiday and vacation there, Mr. Ryan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And go forth and do great things.